This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, for the land acknowledgement, Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaiagono Cayuga Nation. The Gaiagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gaiagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaiagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay, now I'm gonna hand it over to VP Bonza for open microphone. Oh, yes. Sorry, I'm gonna do the approval of minutes. So has everyone read the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, can I have all votes in favor? Okay. One, two, three. Oh, this is a unanimous vote. Okay. Perfect. So that is 21-1-0. Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to give it to Genevieve for open microphone.
Thanks, President Nguyen. Okay, so open microphone is for non-SA members. And so if you have anything to say, please feel free to step up to those two chairs with a microphone. So I am taking it as no one has anything to say. It's hard to hear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Over microphone. And so if you have anything to say for the non-SA members, please feel free to stop up to that podium, to the chair and table right there. Say something. Okay, cool. Moving past open microphone then. Announcements and reports. Five. I'll pass it back to President Nguyen to talk about our orientation and the schedule.
Okay, so these are two quick things. So number one is Sunday we have an orientation. Everyone please come, mandatory, especially if you're new. It's at 11:30, and I will be sending you more details. It's just to let you know how to write resolutions, how to be in contact with your delegate, your constituents, stuff along those lines. Also, great bonding, great way to know the rest of the people around this room. That's number one. Number two is looking at the 2021-2022 Student Assembly meeting schedule. I realized that there is an issue for the September 16th meeting, so I'm going to ask for a motion to amend because that is on Yom Kippur. And so we're actually just going to cancel that meeting. That was going to be our only meeting on Zoom anyway, just because we don't have the memorial room for that meeting. So can I have a motion?
Motion to amend.
Perfect. Do I have a second?
Second.
Amazing. Does anyone have anything, any comments on that? Okay, can I have a motion to vote?
Motion to vote by unanimous consent.
Perfect. Yes. No, we're voting on the meeting schedule. It should be your second page.
Yeah.
Did you have anything you wanted to say? Okay. Okay, we can move it. Okay, so
we're not voting.
Okay, perfect. So do we have? Are we in voting right now?
No, we're not. Someone you're going to do the motion.
Okay, can I have a motion to vote for the amendment?
Motion to vote by unanimous consent on the amendment to remove the September 16th meeting from the schedule.
Perfect. Okay, we have a second? Amazing. So all in favor? Oh, wait, we have a motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Disagree.
Perfect. Does anyone dissent? Okay, then we're good. Okay, so you wanted to comment on the orientation? Yes. Sorry, we were on a different one. Yeah, we can discuss over Slack. We'll figure out another time. That's better. Can you not hear me at all? Okay, is this better if I talk into... Okay. We're going to talk like this moving forward. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to keep talking like this. Okay, so Sunday orientation, we'll just get back to that in Slack, basically. Okay, and then I can pass it back to Representative Bonta. You're literally going to pass it back to me, I think.
Okay. That's it for the announcements. I'm passing it back to President Ongye.
Okay, so we do not have any initiatives. Do we have any presentations for the day? Yes.
So this isn't exactly on the agenda last year, like what would fall under like initiatives? Like, what are they?
I'm gonna ask Wendy to answer that.
Wendy, can you help me with initiatives? What usually goes under them? Okay, do we have any presentations and forums? Okay, business of the day. Okay, then I will be moving into new business. This is resolution number 2, and I want to hand it over to the co-sponsors to talk about their resolution.
Reason being that
Abstain. Can I have all votes in favor? Okay, all opposed? Okay, all abstaining? Okay, so that would be 19-0-2. Okay, yes. So 19-0-2. Did anyone not vote?
One.
Oh, yes. Okay, so it should be. I was like, there's someone missing. Okay, so it'll be 20-0-2. Or wait, I'm so sorry. I did that wrong. It'll be 20-1-1. Yes. Okay, 20-1-1. You're right. It should be a motion to vote, to go into vote. Yes, it should be a motion to go into voting. So it needs to be moved to business again? Okay, so we don't need to do that. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we just voted. There's no motion to vote because there was no dissent right now. So it should be 20-1-1. I think we did it right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so your resolution passes. Now we're moving on to resolution number 3, which is also Morgan. For the motion. Sorry. Everyone make sure you're speaking into microphones because I don't think people on that side can hear for the most part. Okay, so we're motioning to vote to amend to add Annie onto the resolution. Okay, did we want to motion that for unanimous consent? Okay, it's unanimous consent. Do we have anyone dissenting? Perfect. Sustained. Okay, wait, I want to do a speaker's list for questions and comments, so I can recognize anyone with their placards up. Okay, Delegate Overton. And can we do a microphone? Can you pass it down? I can, the chair recognizes you. Just as a point of inquiry, the Behavioral Compact actually isn't in place this year. So there's set COVID guidelines on campus, but there's no Behavioral Compact that you like physically sign the way we did last year. Delegate Smith.
Yeah, so I get why expanding the food is great in theory, but I think traditionally there's a reason why food has been an excluded expense because we want organizations doing things that are mission specific, I guess, and if I'm understanding the historical context correctly. And food doesn't really do that, right? So I could see organizations that have a surplus then at the end of the semester just buying a ton of food, which really doesn't accomplish what we want our organization to do. So thoughts on a little bit more on why food?
Well, first of all, clubs have to submit their budgets by this semester, typically September 17th. So you can't just like wait until the end of the semester and spend all your money on food. Basically, everything you want funded has to be submitted by September 17th. Also, with food, I mean, a lot of the SAF's money to other vital formations goes to food, so it doesn't really make sense why you're penalizing clubs under SAFC for not being able to get food. Also, if the concern is about overspending, right now I think the issue really isn't how clubs are spending their money, it's more so the tier system, which SAFC is committed to reforming in, and they're working on that right now to have new ideas in the spring. Because right now, I don't know if anyone's aware of how much money you get is kind of based on how many years you've been getting money, and there's going to be some reforms happening where it's more based on like how many members are in your org and other factors to make it more fair to everyone.
Okay, Delegate Eisman.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, awesome. Back to the food thing. So if the tier system is still in place and this is passed, but like from my perspective, what would be stopping organizations from using their funding for food just to get a tier increase before that change takes place? Is there a cap? Is what I'm asking for food?
There is no cap for food, but tiers have not changed in the past year because of COVID, so organizations have not been able to move up or down tiers. Also, there is significant surplus going into this year because clubs were not able to spend money. That was a big concern of mine after having many talks with SAFC and also staff members in the student campus activities office. We've been assured
Delegate, I don't know your last name. How to
Gronemeyer.
Okay, perfect.
Good evening. I just wanted to ask about the performance cap reporting section and if it was possible to make an amendment to section 1, which is terms, and add it to the definition. I know we're just trying to make overall this. You guys put down 30 of your own 10 pages, which is great work. I just wanted to kind of know what performance cap reporting is and why, like, performance of clubs like might matter in particular.
So the highest basically tier that a club organization can be is the performance cap, because those are typically the most, the clubs require the most money, because to host any type of performance, Cornell pays a lot with fees for setup. For example, acapella groups use a lot of money that needs to go to set up spaces. So because of all that, because of the significant amount of money, it's asked that clubs in that provide reports on how are you contributing, how many students attended your event, basically to make sure that all the money they're getting is being spent wisely.
Perfect. Delegate Gronemeyer.
I guess that was my bad. I thought performance meant like if it was like a sports team, like are they winning? Or like that's what I thought it meant. So I don't know. I didn't know that. Maybe if that could be made more clear or something, or I don't know if it's a general misunderstanding.
Well, performance spending cap. I don't know if it says anywhere else here about what performance is, but it's generally,
this is common terminology. The SAFC, some organizations that receive money, this impacts their fully aware performance cap means. They know what it means, so I don't think that we need to amend it to clarify.
Delegate Wade.
I have a question about the publication. What was the rationale that led to the publication committee and led to the 7,500 of hard copies for publication organizations?
I believe that is just speaking to any publication that's going to be enough so that you can reach all of the community.
Okay, Delegate Mullen.
So, just a clarifying question. In section 7, in the suspension and the revocation of funding section, I noticed that in the suspension part of the beginning, the chairs of the SAFC can suspend funding for an organization. I may be misinterpreting it, but it seems they could unilaterally do that, whereas in the revocation, the next section, they have to consult the executive board, I conducted unilaterally by the chair of the SAFC, whereas the full revocation takes the full executive board. I'm just curious why a suspension wouldn't be initiated by the full executive board.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great question. And also just to put some context, not in my lifetime or in like any like recent coaches has it ever come to this, but I definitely still want to address it. But I can't have any like case examples because it really hasn't happened in any of my history, and I can check, but I don't think it's ever really happened. In general, the co-chairs are the ones like constantly responsible every single day. While we have e-board meetings, they're not responsible to be on top of things every single moment. So if we do have like some case of like suspected like fraud, then we need to act swiftly and immediately. And the co-chairs are the ones who are constantly in touch with the campus groups, the SOGO, which is like which are the professional full-time workers there. So if we need a quick decision, then we want that to be able to happen. We also do understand that putting all the power to people is really quick and could have dangerous implications. So then we would consult the e-board for a full like explanation into a vote response.
That makes sense. Thank you.
The chair would smile on a motion to vote. Okay, now the chair would smile upon a motion to vote. Okay, do I have a second? Perfect. So now I'm going to move in. Do I have any dissents? Okay, we can move into voting. All in favor? Do we have unanimous? Okay, perfect. So that gives us 21-0-1. Your resolution passes. Congratulations. Okay, resolution number 4. You can come to the table.
So, resolution number 4 is number 2 out of 5 of the resolutions to amend byline funded organizations governing documents. This one is for EARS. Basically, they redid their structure. They added EARS for mentors, EARS liaisons, and empathy chairs. You may have heard about that. And so it just adds what they do and their titles. And now open it up to discussion.
Do I have any questions or comments? Can I see? Representative Glasmeyer? Was that right? I'm so sorry.
It's Gronemeyer.
Gronemeyer, perfect. Can everyone, when you raise your placard, can you face it at me? I'm still trying to learn everyone's last names.
I just wanted to ask if we need to add Ms. Lieberman as a co-sponsor on this bill, or is that issues that I like? I don't know.
I'm
thinking. Oh, thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Motion to vote by unanimous consent.
Perfect. Do we have any dissents? This resolution passes. Congratulations, Representative Baker. We have resolution number 5.
Is that a motion?
We're now on number 305, the amendments to the federal organization's governing documents. This one is for class councils. All we changed is just accounting for the separation from convocation committee. That is all. I open it up to discussion now.
Motion to vote by unanimous consent.
Second.
Perfect. Do we have any dissent? Okay, congratulations, Representative Baker. Resolution number 6.
So, resolution number 6 should not be on here, so I'm going to motion to table it.
Second. Resolution number 7. Oh, sorry. Wait, we actually have to vote to table. It does not just get tabled. Okay, can I have a motion to vote?
Second.
Perfect. That resolution has been tabled. Resolution number 6. Resolution number 7.
Resolution number 7 is 4 out of 5 of the organization's amendments to their governing documents. This is for Interfaith Council at Cornell. The only changes are the name change from Cornell Interfaith Council to Interfaith Council at Cornell, the addition of 3 officer positions, and clarification of some of the duties of what the officers do. That is all.
Representative Williams.
Sorry. Is there a reason for the name change? I did not ask. I figured it was okay. Second.
Okay. Any dissent? Perfect. That resolution passes. Congratulations, Representative Baker. Resolution number 8.
Like a video?
Video, is that possible?
Wendy, yeah.
It could be a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess if you guys have in front of you, I don't know if there's a link to get there, but just for the audience.
But is there a page we can turn to?
What?
Do you know if it's also attached to this? The presentation?
The page in the document?
Yeah. Or is it separate?
It isn't numbered.
Is the presentation attached to the agenda?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Oh,
it's at the back.
Perfect, thank you.
For the sake of the time, does anyone mind if you guys just follow along on the papers? Okay. So this is so this is a summary of the changes to Appendix B. So just kind of a quick overview. There was a many language changes to reflect her name. So, for example, Director of Student Activities is now Director of Campus Activities. the soon-to-be-formed Club Sports Council is to move clubs from under SAFC to umbrella organizations that better understand their needs. SAFC commissioners have to look at so many clubs, and it's hard for them sometimes to really know what a specific club means. Having these umbrella orgs allows for people that really understand the needs of a specific type of club to be reviewed by people who understand that. And then another big change was attendance tracking. We just updated language to encourage organizations to use the new attendance tracking features built into the new platform for clubs and just campus groups, which was not around when this original charter was written. And just things like scanners and ticketing systems are kind of outdated because of the new capabilities in campus groups. Attendance numbers are really important to the appropriate committee to ensure organizations are using money wisely, and many organizations already include attendance numbers in their byline reports. We just want to codify it. And then lastly, specific organization changes. Most of the major changes are submitted by the byline funded organizations themselves. Orientation steering committee, which you see is marked up a lot, that was all submitted by them. Professional fraternity council, they had requested a lot of changes. And then we also modified language to accommodate mergers. Senior days is now under class council, and welcome weekend is now under Village Street Union Board. And I know there's probably going to be a lot of questions about this, so.
Perfect. I'm going to open it up to questions and comments. I recognize Delegate Williams. Delegate Overton.
I was just wondering if we're going to like amend this again when we get the percentages back to you, like when we have like a whole other like bomb.
So we propose that there will be an amendment at the end of this semester because we anticipate a lot of organizations after looking at their funding and presenting to the appropriations committee
Delegate Katie.
Just for clarity, wondering about how many organizations are we going to hear back from? Would you estimate the final amendment?
I mean, we didn't change anything that a board wasn't okay with. So it's just if they didn't tell us they wanted something specific, we're just still going to like ask them about it in the future, maybe like half.
All right. And I'm assuming. We've already like, reached out to these organizations that we're not changing anything about that's being paid.
Yes, okay. I have been sending many mass emails to them.
Yeah, this is mostly the structure and later we'll be going back.
Yeah, just some stuff that should be done.
Awesome.
Every org was emailed this prior to today's meeting.
Awesome, thank you.
Delegate Smith?
Yeah, so it's great to see the Club Sports Council in here, but if I'm not mistaken, they shouldn't be included. By the Appropriations Committee, and so as such, they're not a violent money board yet. Great to see it, but I think they might need better served at the end of the semester that I consider moving Club Sports Council from its current position.
So you think we should hold off on adding them in here until the end of the semester when they get their allocation?
Correct. I believe that's the procedure because the Appropriations Committee could, in theory, deny their. They cannot become a violent board, and then they're in here, that's kind of weird.
I very quickly add, so I'm also president of Club Sports Council. We've been working with campus activities for 2 years for all this sort of stuff. The reason the allocations are not completely out there yet is because we don't have not COVID data for some of the club sports. So, for example, if you were Club Lacrosse, we can. Sorry.
Why is this being
motion to vote. I'd smile on a motion to vote by unanimous consent. Do I have a dissent? Okay, that's sustained. Your motion to remove section 4D. Okay. Representative Eisman.
Funding and then they the PFC like that.
can I do a point of inquiry to answer that? Would that be helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. because I'm part of PFC, so how PFC, like how they get their executive board, they vote across the entire PFC, and basically it usually gets representation from almost all of the orgs. Is that helpful?
Are you saying that the representatives, because usually the representatives from each sub-organization is the president of that organization, are you saying that those people have the same privileges as the rest of the PFC exam?
So there's a president's council, so all the presidents meet and do everything together. So it's usually, there's usually no, like, to some extent, like, power dynamics or hierarchy or anything along those lines. Representative Smith.
Yeah, so appreciate all of Dylan's comments, and thank you. Hopefully the appropriations shared will encourage PFC to really refine their documentation here in this next cycle. Question about, I guess it's PFC 3. Looks like we changed the diversity statistics requirement. So now it says if provided, PFC will publish diversity statistics. Versus before it was diversity statistics should be standardized among PFOs. Not sure if those mean the same thing. And I know for sure that if provided is not what the student assembly, when we consider these the first time, intended. We intended this to be, the diversity statistics will be disclosed by PFC. So not sure I agree with
Do I have a second? Perfect. Motion to vote? Do I have a second? Do I have any dissent? Perfect, that's sustained. Anyone else on the speakers list? Representative Williams? Representative Smith?
Yeah, so going to the last page of this, all students helping students, this is not the right organization reflected here. The students helping students reflected here is a student organization. So all of that text is wrong or mistaken, but students helping students is kind of, again, as it's listed on here, is an internal thing of the student assembly, not a tutoring program. So we really need to strike the entire students helping students text, because that's not right.
Okay, let me explain. We will delete that. But here's why that is there. Because for the organizations that didn't send me their mission statements, I asked, I won't say name, for the mission statements from campus groups, and this is what was sent to me. So that is why that is there. But I will motion to, okay, one second. Does anyone know where to find it right now, so I just amended it to add it right now?
I am looking at something here. So again, this is like associated with the appropriations and kind of falls under your jurisdiction. So there is some text here on the Office of Assembly website that is good to include.
Okay, so can we move on to the next resolution and then Lucas find it?
I got it.
Oh, you have it?
So we do have the correct, so it's the Students Helping Students Fund and Summer Experience Grants page on the Office of Assembly's website. Or I can read it. I don't know what the chair prefers.
You got it? Okay. Can I have a motion to vote by unanimous consent? On the amendment, yes.
This is to strike the current Students Helping Students text
and just replace it. Do a second? Perfect. Do I have a dissent? Amazing that is sustained.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so that's the correct text.
Representative Williams?
Sorry to keep harping on this, but...
Can you speak into the microphone? Sorry.
Yeah. So, from going through this document, it's
Representative Banta.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say I'm so sorry for sending the agenda late. I think part of this table in part is because you didn't have enough time to read it, so my apologies for that. In the future, it'll be sent at least 24 hours, if not 48 hours early, so apologies for that. And I don't know if we all agree to table or whatever, but I just want to say my apologies for sending the agenda late so you guys can read it. Thanks.
Representative Santa Cruz. Okay, perfect. Do we have any dissent? All in favor? Please. Okay, all opposed? Okay, so that would be 21-1-1.
Who's abstaining?
Me, because I'm not automatic abstaining. Perfect. And sorry, I said that wrong. It's 20-1-1. You abstained? Okay, so it would be 19-1-2. 19-1-2. Sorry about that, everyone. Okay, and then we are moving to Resolution 9. Co-sponsors can speak on that.
So, Article 4, Section 1, Composition, and then Part A, striking out one person shall serve each position. The reason for this is that because of COVID, Concert Commission, Cornell Concert Commission believes that it doesn't have as many experienced members as it did before planning actual concerts, so they believe it's beneficial to have the experienced member and then have like some sort of less experienced member doing the position together so that they can actually be training them in that way. So that is the change. So motion to amend that in the attached document. Second.
Perfect. Was that, can I have all in favor? Okay, perfect. All opposed? All abstaining? Okay, that is 21-0-1. I would smile favorably on a motion to vote by unanimous consent. Oh, you have to do the motion. Okay.
Second.
Perfect. Does anyone dissent? Perfect. That resolution passes. Congratulations, Representative Baker, on your last of a lot of resolutions today.
Thank you
for all your hard work. Okay. With that, I would smile favorably on a vote to adjourn. Oh, Patrick.
Just really quickly, you're going to hear more from me tomorrow or next week with the thing, but for any freshman transfers, there will be earlier essay elections for freshman transfers that are going to be starting in September. We will all be doing the numbers. I'm going to send all of you the stuff and all that stuff on the calendar and we will let you stop. I'll watch you up here.
Point of inquiry, is that for the undesignated rep seat as well?
There is not going to be a special election for the undesignated seat at large. It was passed down to
perfect. Representative Santa Cruz. Okay, do I have a second? Perfect. Was that by unanimous consent? I'm guessing. Okay, it is, what time is it? Do we have a time? It is 5:57.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.